To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Zdravo, z vami je Črna luknja, anarhistični magazin na Radiu Študent. Tema današnje oddaje je anarhosindikalizem oziroma konkretne anarhosindikati, ki se združujejo v mednarodno delovsko združenje, anarhosindikalistično internacionalo, International Workers Association. V Santimieju na mednarodnem srečanju anarhistov v Švici, ki je poleti tam potekal, smo se pogovarjali z Lauro Akaj, članico Polske sindikalistične zveze, ki je del internacionale. Priložnost smo seveda izkoristili za to, da nam razloži ideje, strategijo, prakso njihovega sindikata in tudi sindikatov, ki se sicer združujejo v njihovo internacionalo. Po intervjuju ob koncu oddaje bomo podali še ključne oziroma temeljne informacije o dogodku, ki se bo zgodil v Zasavju. Ta vikend v petek in soboto se ima zgoditi turnir v malem nogometu in še spremljevalni program imenovan Brcni marasizem. To bo v petek in soboto v Zagorju oziroma v Kisovcu. To ob koncu daje, zdaj pa gremo kar direkt na intervju z Lauro.
Na mednarodnem anarhističnem srečanju, ki je avgusta potekal v Švici, smo se sestali z Lauro Akaj, ki je članica Polske sindikalistične zveze ZSP, Polske sekcije anarhosindikalistične internacionale International Workers Association IWA. Ker je tudi ona osebno močno vpletena v mednarodno gibanje, smo to priložnost izkoristili in jo povprašali o osnovnih idejah, strategiji, ciljih in praksi anarhosindikalistične internacionale.
So IWA is the International Workers Association and we have sections in many countries. Mostly it's in Europe now, but we also have sections in South America and a friends section in South America and Australia, friends of the IWA, yes. What is it? These are anarcho-syndicalist groups of various sizes and ages, yes. Some of them are very old, up to 110 years old, with very long traditions. Some of them are quite big, with thousands of members, and some of them are rather new. Our organization is 5 years old. Different sizes. All of us have a common goal, is that we want to, create the combative militant anarcho-syndicalist organizations. So we like to organize, we like workers to organize themselves in a horizontal way in their workplace or in their branch in order to not only have material gains in their workplace, but also combat the situation that the workers are losing their rights, that they have very hard situation under capitalism. And also, ultimately, we have the aim of creating libertarian communist society, yes, in the way future. But that's something in the way future. And in the here and now, we try in many ways both to promote this and promote the horizontal without leaders and without political parties, sort of organization of the workers.
IWA, Mednarodno delavsko združenje, je organizirano po principih anarhističnega federalizma. To med drugim omogoča mednarodno povezane akcije v podporo delavskim bojem na lokalnem nivoju. Vsebino in aktivnosti sicer koordinirajo v skladu z danimi okoliščinami in potrebami.
You know, coordination go on in different ways. Sometimes it happens that one section makes a proposal to the whole IWA, and so then we vote, and if the majority accept it, you know, maybe we have some actions together. Sometimes the coordination is very much on the local level. For example, it could be that there's a particular international working campaign. Just for an example, you know, we had a work conflict with a company whose headquarters are in Germany, right? So then we contacted specifically our German section and we asked them to make pickets, right? So they made pickets all over Germany. And so in that type of case where you need the cooperation of one particular section, probably you just contact directly through them. And very often we have international solidarity campaigns, but that always depends on the circumstances. If we have an international corporation that we're protesting in, it's sometimes even possible in all the countries to set up pickets or other types of solidarity.
Anarhosindikalisti, še posebno tisti, povezani v mednarodno delavsko združenje, zagovarjajo strategijo dualnega sindikalizma, ki predpostavlja potrebo po vzpostavljanju lastnih anarhističnih sindikatov. Ti naj predstavljajo alternativo obstoječim mainstream sindikatom. Na drugi strani nekateri radikalni sindikalisti zagovarjajo strategijo Boring from Within, ki predlaga včlanjevanje v obstoječe sindikate in njihovo radikalizacijo od znotraj. Lauro smo povprašali, kaj o tej strategiji mislijo v internacionali.
I think that most of our organizations reject that type of strategy because our idea is to create separate anarcho-syndicalist unions. So if anarcho-syndicalists are going inside these other unions, then really you're not giving yourself a chance to create the separate anarcho-syndicalist union, which is on libertarian principles. And this is why when this strategy was first proposed, and it was first proposed to the IWA, I can tell you the history of it. You know, the IWA was founded in 1922, and this strategy was first proposed to the IWA the groups that would become the IWA, at the same time that the IWA was thinking of founding itself, because this was after the Russian Revolution. The Comintern, the Communist International, wanted to set up an international of Bolshevik unions and also drag the libertarian unions into it. And they wanted to convince the libertarians to give up creating specific anarcho-syndicalist organizations and instead to adopt their strategy, and people rejected it and formed the IWA instead of going into this communist international. So I think that the main idea that people have is the same, the main criticism is the same as then. But on the other hand, I think that in a lot of our smaller unions, there is the situation, the realistic situation, that somebody is working in some place and they're not able to create an alternative union there because they're too few or there's nobody interested. And in this case, for example, in my particular organization, of course, if it's going to protect your economic interests, you're allowed to go into the mainstream union as a rank and file member, never as somebody in the union bureaucracy, never as a shop steward or a leader. But then you're sort of obliged when you go in there always to try to radicalize the other people and try to take them out if possible. So I think that some of our unions which are smaller may also allow, I know some of them allow that. I know that some of them have members in the unions, but as an idea for a strategy, I think we don't like it, right?
Boj za delavske pravice je danes bolj kot kdajkoli prej del širših družbenih bojev. Sindikalizem pa je del širšega družbenega gibanja. Poslušajmo, kako sodelujejo z ostalimi političnimi skupinami in organizacijami.
In terms of working with other political organizations, that's always different according to what the situation is in your country. I think one of the most common things is to work with anarchist organizations, yes, because this is the closest with us. So, for example, definitely in Poland we have cooperation with different anarchist organizations, but we also have cooperation, you know, depending on who is who in the local organizations, sometimes with socialist students, you know, something like this, or, you know, even we try to have a cooperation sometimes with the rank and file people in the mainstream unions. If they're more radical than their union and they want to take more radical action than the union, in terms of other groups that maybe we get involved with, we always avoid political parties. We refuse to work with political parties, and we officially don't work with any of the groups that are, you know, the Bolshevik or very authoritarian groups. Although, of course, you know, sometimes their individual members might come to a demonstration or something if they, you know, support whatever the cause is, you know, that's a different story. But since we are anarcho-syndicalists, we try very clearly not to confuse people about what our political aims are.
Sodelovanje z ostalimi sindikati in delavci iz drugih sindikatov je na terenu odvisno od konkretne situacije.
In terms of other working groups or unions, as I was saying before, sometimes there's in a workplace, there might be several unions because we have your union pluralism. And for example, there might be a situation that there are three or four unions and one of them is very small and more radical, yes? For example, there was a conflict with bus drivers at one point that went on strike. And there was one very small union of 15 bus drivers that wanted to continue the occupation strike, had more radical things. They called us to help support them, yeah? So this type of people who have like the small, more democratic, more radical unions, and they feel isolated against the bigger unions who are ready to negotiate with the bosses, we really feel like, okay, we can go and we can give them moral support, maybe support their protests in some way. In terms of the mainstream unions, sometimes we support the rank and file workers if they somehow break with their union. This happened a few months ago, for example, in an iron works in the south of Poland, and it was the situation that the unions were having very long and unsuccessful negotiations, trying to compromise with the owners, and the workers went on wildcat strike. And immediately after they went on wildcat strike, 120 of them were fired. Eventually, all of them lost their job, almost 400 people.
What does it mean, wildcat?
Wildcat strike is the strike. It's illegal because in Poland, like, a legal strike is something where you go through the unions with a special collective bargaining process, and if this process doesn't work, then you have a referendum. And this strike was just that the workers said, we've had enough, we go on strike. So obviously we support that type of action from the workers. Of course, they were very badly repressed, but our union supported that. The people in the south who live in the area went to this factory. The factory hired security guards to come and beat the strikers. But even 2,000 people from the city and, you know, comrades and other people like that went there to defend the workers. So the security guards who came to beat the strikers had to go back home because they just were faced by a mob. And so, you know, that type of workers' action, we're very happy to see. We're not very happy with the result of it, of course, but when that happens, we go there, we support them, and, you know, we say, yeah, it's good that you take the action outside of your union, and we try to contact with these people and keep the contact with them in the future if they want to do something else.
Pogovarjamo se z Lauro Akaj, anarhosindikalistko in članico sindikalistične zveze ZSP, polske sekcije Mednarodnega delavskega združenja IWA. Zanimalo nas je, kakšen odnos znotraj anarhosindikatov gojijo do anarhizma, ali so njihovi člani anarhisti, oziroma koliko političnega programa morajo sprejeti delavci, ki se jim želijo pridružiti.
In general, anarcho-syndicalists do not require the members of their organization to be anarchists, although there are some tendencies of anarcho-syndicalism which are stricter about that and prefer to have people who are anarchists and more close to anarchism. As I said, that depends. But what for us is very important is not that the people say that they're anarchists or not anarchists, but that they agree with our methods of working, and that when they come into the organization, they respect that that is the methods of our working of organization and don't try to make a political influence to change that. Our union never will promote, as our union, we never promote anything like statist views, chauvinist views, religious views. That can never be signed by our unions, but the individual members, if they're not bringing their political views and trying to agitate with something that's against our principles, they're welcome to join.
V trenutni situaciji, ko zaupanja v obstoječe institucije praktično ni več, so delavci zelo dovzetni za radikalne ideje, ki jih širijo in prakticirajo anarhosindikati.
People are really fed up with politicians. They don't have faith in them. And when you have people, poor people, working class people, who had really bad experiences and they see that the bosses and the politicians don't work in their interest, even if they don't believe in the utopian vision of the anarchist society, they also understand perfectly well that we don't need to work through political parties, we don't need to work through elections, we don't have to work through status mechanisms or trying to always make negotiations with the bosses. And all of those things actually hurt us rather than help us, because they're all of those type of things just moderate our views and take us away from our idea of struggle, right? So when you have people like that who really understand the value of the struggle and they understand that all of these things are not in their interest, those are people for us.
Ena izmed bolj poznanih radikalnih sindikalnih mednarodnih mrež je tudi organizacija Industrial Workers of the World, IWW. Poslušajmo, kakšne so razlike med sindikalistično mrežo IWW in anarcho-sindikalistično IWA.
It's quite easy, although, you know, there are lots of details. IWW, International Workers of the World, is not an anarcho-syndicalist organization, and it's never declared itself to be so. So what that means, how that's different than IWA, is that in its principles, it never declares that its principle is to create a libertarian communist society. Rather, its principle is to unite people to fight against bosses in their workplace, you know, which is a good enough principle, but they don't have this additional political aspect that the IWA unions would have. So that's the political difference between the two. In terms of the practical functioning, there's also several differences. For example, the way of voting. In the IWW, there's a way of voting that individual members vote. And in the IWA, there's a way of voting that the member organizations vote. So lots of things like this, you know, some organizational specifics like the way of voting, the way of becoming a member as well. In the IWW, to become a member branch or organization, they have an executive board that decides, you know, somebody makes an application and a small group of people decide if you can come in as a union. In the IWA, this is by Congress decision of the whole organization, whether your organization can join us. And in terms of how individual members are met, in the IWA, each section has its own internal policies about how they take individual members. But, for example, in my organization, it's not enough just to sign a piece of paper and pay a dollar and become a member and declare you're a member. You know, we have to meet you. We have to know why you want to join us, that you'll work with us, that you agree to work in our way, that you understand the way we work. And, you know, then we vote and take you in, right? So there's some differences like that.
Poljska je danes del Evropske unije in tako del istega politično-ekonomskega modela kot na primer Španija, kjer ima anarcho-sindikalizem močno in dolgo tradicijo. A državi ne delita iste zgodovine, zato nas je zanimalo, kakšne razlike vidi med postsocialističnimi in ostalimi evropskimi državami.
I see tremendous differences, but of course even within the so-called post-communist countries, even within those countries, they're also very different, right? I mean, some of the basic... I could talk about Poland, you know, as an example, where, you know, we are a country where, you know, Poland was really occupied by the Soviets, and for, you know, many decades... people were harboring anti-communist sentiments, and the resistance against this, you know, the regime was an anti-communist resistance. So we have generations of people who grew up on anti-communism, and so when the regime changed, you know, this right-wing ideology became accepted and very popular. So, I mean, there's a very, very tremendous difference between living in a country where 90-something percent of the people are, you know, very right-wing, turbo-liberals or close to fascism, and living in a country where, you know, some large part of the population, 30, 40, 50%, see themselves related to social democracy. The mentality of people is quite different. The mentality of people in terms of what they expect from unions and their idea that they can do something in a struggle is very different. In Poland, people already don't believe they can achieve anything in a struggle. And also, because of the situation in Poland that the unions and the government and everybody are telling the workers that they should be quiet and just work hard, because then they'll get jobs, because, you know, they expect that all of the European capitalists are going to move all the jobs from the West to Poland if the workers are just passive enough and don't demand a lot. This plays an enormous role on the mentality of the workers, right? So we have, you know, really, really a huge difference in how workers are able to fight, whether workers have a tradition of organizing themselves or not. There was no tradition of that. Then in terms of libertarian ideas, you have a lot of countries in Eastern Europe where this tradition was totally repressed during the communist times, yes? And so then after these times, the so-called communist times, after this this time, you know, new people found themselves working from zero to create, like, libertarian movements. And you have a lot of situations where there was never any literature translated into that language. You know, like some other comrades here at this meeting were saying that they never had any anarchist books really translated into their language, or when they did, it was like 100 years ago and all of them are lost. So, you know, this is really a tremendous difference.
Mednarodna delavska solidarnost je danes bolj pomembna kot kdajkoli prej. Zato pogovor zaključujemo z vprašanjem glede perspektiv anarcho-sindikalistične internacionale.
I'm an optimist. And the reason for that is that I see that some of our groups, which are sort of middle-sized groups, are organizing themselves a little bit better and they're able to make effective campaigns. And so this is really cause for me to be optimistic that, you know, the organizations that have been smaller or newer really could move forward, because that's crucial for us. We can't be an international where we have strong organizations only in a few countries. You know, capitalism is international, our response has to be international, and we're only as strong as our weakest link. You know, what I always say to the Spanish comrades, you know, the Spanish comrades are very well organized, you know, quite fantastic. They're able to do a lot of work conflicts, but, you know, their jobs and everything are coming to my country. And so, you know, in order for them also to have power in fighting for keeping their jobs, we also have to have power in Poland, for example, that it's not that just the Polish society are saying, yeah, we're going to be the strike breakers of Europe and we're going to take all your jobs, or you know what I mean, mm-hmm. Yes?
Mednarodnemu delavskemu združenju, njihovim sekcijam in lokalnim sindikatom tudi mi želimo vse najboljše in veliko uspehov v prihajajočih bojih s šefi in kapitalom.
Come on, come on! Come on, come on! Come on, come on! Antifa! Come on, come on!
Za konec današnje Črne luknje pa še zelo kratka napoved dogodka, ki se ga morate udeležiti. Ta vikend v petek 21. in v soboto 22.9. se bo v Zasavju odvil dvodnevni dogodek proti rasizmu, imenovan Brcnimo rasizem. Dogodek, ki ga organizirana skupnost anarhistov Zasavje in Mladinski center v Zagorju, bo vseboval turnir v malem nogometu, okroglo mizo o rasizmu in širše, različne delavnice in seveda kulturni program. Glede na to, da gre za prvi antifašistični nogometni turnir pri nas, se enostavno morate narediti svojo ekipo. Jo še nimate? Skrajni čas, da se prijavite. Ok, vse informacije o dogodku seveda na osazasavje.net. Črna luknja pa se s tem danes tudi končuje. Slišimo se spet čez 14 dni v četrtek ob 12. Adio.
What's the revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?
Ako ne možeš da pomoći sve, možeš.